ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're reading from the sixth canto, chapter 16, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. You've heard that saying, meet your maker. King Chitraketu is meeting his maker. Text number 58. Is that right? 58's on the board. Please repeat. Labdveha manushim jonim jnana vijnana sambhavam Atmanam yo na bhujeta na kvachat kshemam apnuyat labdveha manushim jonim labdveha manushim jonim Jnana vijnana sambhavam. Jnana vijnana sambhavam. Atmanam yo na bhujeta. Atmanam yo na bhujeta. Na kvachit kshemam apnuyat. Na kvachit Kshemam apnuyat Labdveha manushin jonim Jnana vijnana sambhavam Atmanam yona bhujeta Na kvachit kshemam apnuyat Please chant. Jnanam vijnana sambhavam Atmanam yona bhujeta Naka chikshimam apnuyat Labdeha manushin junim Jnana vijnana sambhavam Atmanam yona bhujeta na kvachit kshemam apnuyat. Ladies. Labdeha manushin jonim jnana vijnana sambhavam. Atmanam no nabhujeta na kvachit kshemam apnuyat labdva achieving iha in this material world, especially in this pious land of Bharatvarsha, India. Manushim The human, jonim, species, jnana, of knowledge through Vedic scriptures, vijnana, and practical application of that knowledge in life, sambhavam, wherein there is a possibility. Atmanam, one's real identity. Yaha, anyone who. Na, not. Bhujeta, understands. Na, never. Kvachit, at any time. Kshemam, success in life. Apnuyat, can obtain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: a human being can attain perfection in life by self-realization through the Vedic literature and its practical application. This is possible especially for a human being born in India, the land of piety. A man who obtains birth in such a convenient position but does not understand his self is unable to achieve the highest perfection, even if he is exalted in life in the higher planetary systems. Please repeat. A human being can attain perfection in life by self-realization through the Vedic literature and its practical application. This is possible especially for a human being born in India, the land of piety. A man who obtains birth in such a convenient position but does not understand his self is unable to achieve the highest perfection, even if he is exalted in life in the higher planetary systems. Report. This statement is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 941. Lord Chaitanya said, Bharata Bhumite Hoyala Manusha Janmajar, Janma Sartaka Kari Karapar Upakar. Everyone born in India, especially as a human being, can achieve the supreme success through the Vedic literature and its practical application in life. When one is perfect, he can render a service for the self-realization of the entire human society. This is the best way to perform humanitarian work. Now, there's a number of verses here that finish up the chapter with no purports. So I'm going to, with your permission, finish off the last few verses. And then tomorrow, whoever is giving class can start into a new chapter. Text number 60. Sukaya dukha mokshaya kurvate dhampati kriya tato nivrittir apraptir dukhasya cha sukhasya cha. Oh, I'm sorry, 59. Smritvehayam parikleśam tatapala viparyayam abhayam chapya nihayam sankalpadviramadhavikavi. Translation. Remembering the great trouble found in the field of activities performed for fruitive results, and remembering how one receives the reverse of the results one desires, whether from material actions or from the fruitive activities recommended in the Vedic literature, an intelligent man should cease from the desire for fruitive actions, for by such endeavors one cannot achieve the ultimate goal of life. On the other hand, if one acts without desires for fruitive results, in other words, if one engages in devotional service or devotional activities, he can achieve the highest goal of life with freedom from miserable conditions. Considering this, one should cease from material desires. Translation for text number 60. As husband and wife, a man and woman plan together to attain happiness and decrease unhappiness, working jointly in many ways. But because their activities are full of desires, These activities are never a source of happiness, and they never diminish distress. On the contrary, they are a cause of great unhappiness. Text 61 and 62. We'll just read the translations. One should understand that the activities of persons who are proud of their material experience bring only results contradictory to those such persons conceive while awake, sleeping, and deeply sleeping. One should further understand that the spirit soul, although very difficult for the materialist to perceive, is above all these conditions. And by the strength of one's discrimination, one should give up the desire for fruitive results in the present life and in the next. Thus, becoming experienced in transcendental knowledge, one should become my devotee. Text 63. Persons who try to reach the ultimate goal of life must expertly observe the Supreme Absolute Person and the living entity who are one in quality in their relationship as part and whole. This is the ultimate understanding of life. There is no better truth than this. Text 64. O King, if you accept this conclusion of mine, being unattached to material enjoyment, adhering to me with great faith, and thus becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge and its practical application in life, you will achieve the highest perfection by attaining me. 65. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, after thus instructing Chitraketu and assuring him of perfection in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Spiritual Master, the Supreme Soul, Sankarshan, disappeared from that place as Chitraketu looked on. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 16th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Kenanjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmanitam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadami Undadati Shwapatantikam Mukham Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yadkipitam Hamvande Sigurum Dina Tarinam. So today's verse again is, a human being can attain the perfection of life by self-realization through the Vedic literature and its practical application. This is possible especially for a human being born in India, the land of piety. A man who obtains birth in such a convenient position but does not understand his self is unable to achieve the highest perfection, even if he is exalted in life in the higher planetary systems. So the Vedic literatures state atato brahma jignasa, that now is the time for one to inquire into the absolute truth. And of course that's referring to the human form, as we've been hearing in these final verses, that this refers to the humans. Because the human form is a special opportunity. That in comparison anyway to other species of life, in the human form of life, one can inquire into higher subject matter. Of course, people are discussing so many things in the human form, unfortunately. Sukadeva Goswami points that out in the earlier Bhagavatam, Shrotavyadini Rajan Aninam Shanti Sahasrasha. And there are so many things for discussion out there. People are discussing all sorts of things. If you have the right connection, there's so many things going through the airwaves we're not even perceiving, and which are polluting us and disturbing our consciousness in so many gross and subtle ways. So, unfortunately, those things are not very beneficial for us. But there is a special advantage of this human form. But there's also some inadequacies. Due to association with this material body and this material nature, we forget how fallible this body is, and we think that it's the all in all. But actually, if we just analyze it, it's really not a good deal. Although it's a good deal, it's really not a good deal. We may engage in the ordinary course of life. People are engaged in the general animal propensities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But even in those ordinary activities, common activities, we're really at a disadvantage when you consider it. Because in the human form of life, if you just consider, for instance, eating, we can't eat like the hogs, although we make serious attempts at trying to enjoy our eating habits, and sometimes we engage in the most abominable types. I remember some years ago when Tamal Krishna Maharaj just came back from China, and we were talking about his preaching, and he was describing how one of the delicacies, I don't mean to upset anybody, but it's reality. One of the delicacies is that they would take a live monkey and put his head in the center of a table, and they would puncture the top of the skull, and then the whoever was there at the table would take straws and spoons, and they would eat the contents. And it was considered a delicacy. Hare Krishna, that's all you can say. We may think that these different animal propensities, such as eating, are pleasant things, but really we're at a disadvantage. Even in the eating process, our systems are not designed for that. We have a doctor in the house who's aware of that. When the eating habits are not correct, there's disease. So, what to speak of eating, then mating? We can't mate like the birds and the lizards. Although, again, we're trying in so many different ways to promote the mating habits. People go through great extremes, having implants and transplants and go through all sorts of endeavor to try to improve the mating habits. But ultimately, it becomes a botheration. Again, we're at a disadvantage because so many diseases come of it, so many unwanted children come of it. We engage in so many sinful activities as a result of it. So, again, although we may think that it's a very normal activity, it is, in one sense, in material consciousness. But again, it's a disadvantage. There's no ultimate pleasure there. And of course, there's the sleeping habits. We can't sleep for months on end, although many people would like to. And as a result, they have to take on different forms of life where they can stay in that mode of ignorance. But again, we're at a disadvantage because there's so much anxiety that people can't sleep. As a result, they have to go and take medication just to get through a good night's rest. The minds are so disturbed. The bodies are so disturbed. And if you're lucky, you can get a few hours. Again, we're at a disadvantage. And of course, then finally, there's the defending. We don't have the same facility as the large animals with teeth and claws. So what do? We create so many instruments to improve death or the killing process. Even in the very basic necessities of life, basic activities of life, this human form is inadequate. It's a disadvantage, again, to be in material life. So what to speak, the body has, it's so limited and so precise that if there's a slight disruption in these basic practices, there's illness. There's difficulty in life. Also, we can see basically that in the human form, we're very limited in our strength. People are basically full of drugs in order to get through the day, through their work. What kind of strength is that? It's very limited again. And in due course, it withers away. And then there's the beauty. We're very conscious of our beauty in the world these days. Particularly, people are very conscious of how they look and how they walk. But in reality, after some time, it becomes just old and flabby. And we can try to adjust with so many different types of clothes. Actually, the Bhagavatam explains that as the Kali Yuga progresses, beauty will be judged by one's hairstyle. And we can see practically people are so conscious of these things. And they go to great extremes in trying to improve upon that. But in reality, again, it falls out. Or again, you can try to have transplants. But in due course, there's no beauty there. And of course, knowledge, in due course, consciousness becomes very senile. We're seeing it practically. We're right before our eyes. We're seeing how people transform from vibrant persons to old and senile. They lose consciousness. They lose a remembrance of who this person is and what happened and where am I. And even they forget their anniversaries, right? People are really conscious of that. Oh, this is our wedding anniversary. This is our this anniversary, that anniversary. And if it's not remembered, it's a great anxiety. It's a great issue. But again, it's the course of material life. In due course, we forget. And actually, there's a very nice statement again in the Bhagavatam. 12th canto describes all of this very nicely. That Panditye Chapalam, what is it? Vacha. That as the Kali Yuga progresses, an intelligent person or a clever person will be glorified by his juggling of words. This will be considered intelligent. And again, we see it practically. People are they're fascinated by someone who can juggle a lot of words, which even they watch these television shows. I was with my mother some time back, and she was watching this one show, and it's one of its introductory lines is it's the show that talks about or makes something out of nothing. I forget what the name of the show was, but it's a famous TV show, Seinfeld. It's a show about nothing. And people are absorbed in it. They think it's interesting or fascinating, but it's a total waste of time. It's amazing. But again, this is considered intelligent or clever. Just by juggling words and talking about nothing. So, and then there's wealth. We know how that's so flickering because the Bhagavatam explains that when the Lord is not worshipped properly, then Lakshmi, she goes away. One of her names is Chanchala or flickering. So because the general mass of people are engaged in squandering wealth and for sure they don't worship the Supreme Lord, they're disturbed. They're oppressed by taxation and their wealth is stolen or it's misappropriated somehow. Or there's practically no real idea of wealth. Again, this is in relation to the human form of life. We may think that we have all of these things and these assets, but really it falls short in every way. Then there's renunciation. There's no question. There's no idea. The general mass of people have no idea what tapasya means. How to control the senses for one's better good. No idea. You speak to them about the four regulative principles, for instance, and they're ready to die. The austerity means that we watch less TV, or that you don't have the modern gadgets available. So no idea. And then finally, fame. The Bhagavatam describes how as the Kali Yuga progresses, hypocrisy will be considered a virtue. And we see it practically. People are they're glorified for being hypocrites. The greater hypocrite you are, the greater liar and cheater you are, the more famous you become. So all of these activities and so-called opulences of material life pertaining to this human life really fall short. They're really not that valuable. So what is it that this human form of life is so valuable about or for? That's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where it's stated, dharmo hi tesha madiko visesho, that the human form of life has a special property in that one is able to engage in a spiritual life. This is the one most important thing and most valuable thing. We may fall short in so many different ways. That is obvious. But there's one advantage to this human form of life, and that is that one has the property or ability to inquire into the absolute truth, to engage in spiritual life. And therefore, the Bhagavatam describes that if one is at all intelligent, we were discussing this on Sunday, that if one is at all intelligent or philosophically inclined, then one would should inquire or strive for that. Self-realization. That is the most important thing that one can do. That is the topmost occupation, as Srila Prabhupada was pointing out in previous purports. He quotes this very nice verse, Savai Pungsa Paru Dharmo, that the most important work that one can do, or the most important thing that we can do with this body, the most important activity we can do with this body is to be engaged in devotional service and Krishna conscious activities. That is the supreme occupation for all of humanity, particularly humanity. Again, the animals, they can't understand these things. We don't have animals running around and making inquiries. No, of course. They may be chirping in the morning, where is food, or something like that. But there's no inquiry into who am I? What is this, what is the goal of life? This is only available in the human form. And that's being pointed out here in this verse. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely points that out. That especially as a human being, one can achieve the supreme success through the practice of an application of devotional service. When one is perfect, he can render service for the self-realization of the entire human society. And this is an important point, that perfection doesn't mean that somebody's a perfect mechanic or they draw the perfect line when they're painting. No, it means that one is fixed up in spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding, that this body is simply an instrument to be used in the service of the Lord. And again, Srila Prabhupada points that out in one of the previous verses I was reading. And Srila Prabhupada points out that taking to Krishna consciousness or spiritual life is a victory for the Lord and for us. A victory for the Lord in the sense that now this soul has been reclaimed, and victory for us in that we get out of this miserable condition where we're subjected to so many miseries and tribulations throughout the day, throughout life. So the real use or proper use of this human form of life is to be engaged in a spiritual endeavor. And one should do that quickly. In the Bhagavatam, again, there's a very nice statement by the Avadhut Brahmana in which he says that one should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life. And as long as one is in this body, which is destined for death, one should immediately, before one falls and dies, take up the process of devotional service. I remember some years ago we were distributing in Chicago O'Hare. We were distributing some books, and I remember talking to this one young man, and as we were, there were so many businessmen and people shuffling by. As I was talking to this young fella, all of a sudden there was a commotion behind us. And we turned around, and there on the floor, just, you know, 5 feet away, 10 feet away maybe, this businessman was walking by, and he just flopped down on the floor, and right on the spot, and his briefcase was strewn, and he was on his back. And in a moment, the medics came. They tried to use one of those defibrillators, but they couldn't revive him. He died right on the spot. And so I was thinking, actually I was a little disappointed in myself, because I saw the businessman coming by, and I should have taken that moment to speak to him, to some or other give him a chance to see one of Srila Prabhupada's books. But I ended up talking to this next person instead. And then the next moment, he's down on the ground and he's dead. So we don't know. Before this body has fallen and died, one should quickly take up the process of Krishna consciousness, of spiritual life, and not be distracted by so many plan making, as the next verse very nicely points out, that we can make so many plans. A husband and wife can make so many plans. Society can make so many plans. But we have to remember the great trouble that's found in that field of activities, and how ultimately it's all defeated. And again, we have to accept a material body. Nunam paramate kura devi karma. We're unconscious of the fact that we have this material body because of some past sinful activity. It's not a great a prize that we should be so proud of. But it's actually a reaction to our previous sinful activities. And therefore, we're confined by this miserable condition. So, therefore, one should immediately, to the best of one's ability, at least, should strive for spiritual practices, for Krishna consciousness, and not again be involved in such things. And this is basically what the Lord is pointing out here to King Chitraketu, especially in these final few verses, how the most important thing is that one should endeavor to take up the practices of Krishna consciousness. And then when one is perfectly situated, go out and distribute that knowledge, as Srila Prabhupada points out here. That is the best way to perform humanitarian work. We can do a lot of things which are commendable and helpful, there's no doubt. But the highest and most important thing we can do is become fixed up in Krishna consciousness and make it available. Make it available to everyone before it's too late. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Nine. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.